Bias for Life, Shir 81, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, Parshas Vayera. When we discuss the concept of having conversations between spouses, we have to remember that the content is very important. And it's actually interesting, because when you study the concept of going into Shidduchim, when a boy and a girl are going out for marriage purposes, so one of the things that is important to keep in mind is what we are discussing. And if we want to advance and come closer to maybe discussing an engagement, the topics of conversation have a huge impact on that. For example, if you want to advance the relationship, you discuss personal matters. You discuss what goes on in your life. You discuss things that you maybe don't tell other people. And that advances the relationship. Marriage is the same thing. Like we explained many times, it's not something that runs on automatic pilot. It's a relationship that has to constantly be cultivated. It's a relationship that has to constantly be worked on. And we would even compare it to a boy and a girl meeting to discuss marriage prospects. Because it's really essentially the same thing. Even though they are already married, but we always are looking for ways to advance and enhance the relationship. A stagnant relationship will inevitably go sour. It has to be constantly worked on and cultivated. So if we would look at the model, what we tell a boy and a girl to discuss, it would help us understand how discussion increases relationships. So in marriage, it would apply in the same way. Even something that you perceive as trivial. For example, what happened at work today? Maybe it wasn't anything exciting. What's going on in your life in general? Even if it's nothing out of the ordinary. Those kind of discussions are what advance relationships. To make your spouse feel like he or she knows what's going on in your life. That advances the relationship. Even if it's not sensational, there's nothing exciting to talk about. The fact that you both feel that you're on the same page and you're open, you're not each one living in his or her own bubble, but we discuss our day-to-day life. Of course, you don't have to say every single detail, but you talk about generally things that went on, things that are happening, things that you're concerned about, things that bother you. This demonstrates relationship. This demonstrates closeness. And it's also not about giving solutions. You don't have to look for the solution to help your spouse out of her or his problem. The point is the conversation itself. Of course, if you have a solution, if you have a way out, that's wonderful. But that shouldn't be the focus of the conversation. The conversation is an enhancement of relationship. Just like it enhances relationships in the beginning of marriage, it enhances relationships throughout the marriage.